Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along the path that's always winding upward. This troubled world is not my final home, but until then, my heart can go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold that city, until the day God calls me home. The things of earth will dim and lose their value if we recall they're borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause this heart to tremble, remember there will only bring a smile. But until then, my heart can go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold that city, until the day God calls me home. Until the day my eyes behold that city, until the day God calls me home.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's word and desiring his coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and he is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there listening this morning. We appreciate all the dads who made the effort to support and raise a family. It took sacrifice and effort to continually be there for your wife and children. The traditional home and the family have been under tremendous attack by the devil and his evil minions. Satan loves nothing more than to destroy every ordained institution of God, which is the family, the church, and limited civil government. Dads, please understand that the world, the devil, and the flesh, which includes lust and pride, are against you. The best recipe to be a dad is found in the Word of God. Psalm 127 says, "Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." Thanks again, dads. Have a great day. Today's sermon is titled Faith Living, Faith Giving. I will answer the question, what is faith living? What is the difference between living by faith and our initial faith in the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? The New Testament authors give us an important clue about how to live by faith as strangers in the world today. They keep pointing us to the Israelites' poor example of living by faith in the wilderness under Moses, after they were miraculously delivered out of Egypt by the hand of God. The Holy Spirit is telling New Testament believers not to fall into the same example of unbelief as the Israelites. The Israelites' unbelief started after they initially believed Moses by putting the blood of the unblemished lamb upon the doorposts of their houses. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 as Paul is writing to the Gentile church in Corinth, and I emphasize the Gentile church. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted, neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. This stern warning that takes us back to the Old Testament is repeated several times in the New Testament for our admonition. The admonition is to the believer, not the lost man. Almost the entire adult generation of Israel failed to enter the Promised Land because of their constant murmuring, fornication, idolatry, and tempting the Lord. They were delivered out of Egypt. However, they failed to enter Canaan land except for Caleb and Joshua. The New Testament Canaan land or Promised Land is the millennial kingdom of God, the 1,000-year kingdom that Christ will establish when he returns to this earth. Remember what the Lord's Prayer says, "Thy kingdom come." The honor to rule and reign with Christ in his earthly kingdom and to attain a crown is a privilege to those only who live faithfully after they initially put the blood of the unblemished Lamb of God upon the doorposts of their heart. Eternal life on the new earth, in a new created heaven, after the old is passed away, and which we see in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, is a gift received by our initial faith in the work of Christ on Calvary. The millennial kingdom, however, is a reward based upon our faith living as pilgrims in this current world upon this current terrestrial globe. The Israelites failed in living by faith after they initially believed Moses and being eyewitnesses to the amazing miracles of God and his utter destruction of Pharaoh and the Egyptian Empire. Believers in Christ are called upon to walk by faith, not by sight. So enjoy today's sermon as these things are explained further. Faith living, faith giving. Part 1.
Jonas Clark was one of the great preachers that stirred the conscience of his people in the congregation to stand up against the British. And it just dawned on me, you know, there's not been a president who has been hated as much by his enemies as our president, Donald Trump, that has been hated by the press, been hated by the globalists, been hated by the socialists, just a great hate And you know what? The Bible says that if they hate Christ, they're going to hate you. And you know what's wrong with the preachers today? They don't want to be hated. They don't want to be hated. They don't want to be despised. They don't want to be, if you remember, Dr. Dixon took a huge amount of criticism from churches and Christians when they took the stand. Greg and Dr. Dixon, when they took the stand 20 years ago on that unregistered church position against the IRS, they said we were bringing a blotch upon the name of Christ, and we were bringing approach upon being Christians and being good citizens in the community. No, they just didn't want to be hated. They don't like being hated. And the problem is we got to get used to it. That's not fun, is it? It's not fun to be hated. You don't like to be picked on in school, right? Didn't like the bullies picking on you. You know, I wanted to be everybody's friend in high school. But I have learned that that's an impossibility. Unless you drink absolutely a whole bunch of alcohol, and then you're everybody's friend because you're just a big dummy. And so everybody's laughing at you, not with you. But you're gonna learn people don't agree with your position. And so there will be those who will hate you. And preachers are cowering because they don't want to be hated. They're not the voices that should be heard in this day and age resonating in the pulpits all across America, that we're standing, we're going to meet, we're going to assemble 100% every Sunday, every Wednesday, we're going to have children's church, and we're not going to listen to your mandates. We're going to meet. The church is essential. It is vital to everyone's soul. It's essential. It's vital because if Jesus Christ comes tomorrow, you know, one person who didn't go to church on a particular day or didn't go for a whole month or a whole 6 months because their church was closed, they can be ready for the Lord when he comes back. Are they going to be ready? Are they going to be watching? The purpose of church is to make us continuously spiritual minded, right? To be focused on the Lord, to keep our most important thing important in our lives. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. To stay focused on him. We need that constantly. To be focused on the Lord. And so my message today, faith living, faith giving. Is everything working back there? Am I coming in clear enough for you guys? Doing good? All right. Everybody hearing me well? Faith living, faith giving. The verse that I start off here with, Galatians chapter 3, can be found in two other New Testament chapters, and Paul quotes from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And we have to get accustomed to understanding our eternal salvation, entrance into the eternal kingdom, hinges on our initial faith in God's amazing grace. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For ye are his workmanship, for we are his workmanship, ye are, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And if you listened to the radio message this morning, I was talking a lot about walking in our faith, walking in the walk that we have as a Christian after we come to faith. And so half of this passage here, of the latter half, verse 10, says that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. But it tells us that our initial salvation is by grace alone, through faith. It works. We didn't work our way to salvation. It's just by faith, by believing, trusting that that Jesus Christ, what we read in the pages of the scriptures about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, dying for our sins, the Son of God, crucified, risen on the third day, we believe that, and that's faith. We trust that. God takes that as your faith in him and your salvation. And then comes the walk. Then comes the cleansing part of our lives, being sanctified and asking God for forgiveness, repenting of sin, turning away from sins in our lives and repenting and asking God for forgiveness. The only condition for God's salvation is faith. Why do we have to believe? It is because redemption is accomplished by the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. God wants to make the method of salvation so simple that everyone can obtain it. That is why he requires faith. If salvation is from God, it must be universal and received purely by faith. Now, there are people in foreign countries where the Bible is outlawed. The Bible is a rare document to have in their country, in Muslim countries, communist countries. But they get wind of that there is the true God, and they turn from Islam, and people by the droves in Muslim countries have been turning away from Allah and Muhammad, and they've been turning to the Lord Jesus Christ just by faith. Just by faith. They may not be able to get baptized. They may not be able to get a Bible in their hands. It may be years before they see the pages of a Bible in their tongue. They could be martyred before they see a Bible. They could be martyred before they're baptized. But they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Simple faith. Because we got zillions of Bibles in our library. We have the capability in this country to have every household could have 10 to 100 Bibles and easily. Yet there's countries and parts of the world where you would be killed. You'd be killed in Kim Jong-un's North Korea if you had a Bible. You would be slaughtered. Those people live in abject poverty, in great distress. Some of these children are born in concentration camps, and they don't know anything but concentration camps. They were birthed in a concentration camp, and so if they don't hear anything, somebody may have a radio or a shortwave radio, snuck a shortwave radio into areas of North Korea, and they may have gotten a little bit of the gospel in their language. What South Korea does to North Korea, or drop pamphlets, people fly planes over and drop pamphlets or balloons and drop pamphlets, tracts in the Korean language in North Korea. And of course, North Korean soldiers try to gather up all the tracts that they can, that they find, but some get into the hands of the people. So if salvation is from God, it must be universal and received purely by faith. And the scriptures have concluded all under sin that the promise by faith of Christ Jesus might be given to them that believe. There's that word faith. There's that word believe. After we believe initially, God encourages us to live in Him by faith. It is an act of continuing to trust in God for our living. Let me say that again. After we believe initially, God encourages us to live in Him by faith. It is an act of continuing to trust in God for our living. Take the Israelites. When they were in Egypt, they believed Moses when God said, told Moses to kill a lamb, take the blood, and put it over the doorposts of their house, and that they would be spared of the death angel. The firstborn in their household would not be killed by the death angel. What did they do? They believed that by faith. They trusted what Moses said to do, that that's a picture of the shed blood of Jesus Christ that we put over the doorposts of our heart, that we believe that by faith. They believe that by faith. And so in all the homes of the Israelites, the death angel that killed all the firstborn of the families of Egypt and the animals, the Jews' homes were spared. None of their firstborn died. Here's the big difference. Noah was a preacher telling the people, God is going to flood the earth. He builds a big ark, and only his family believed him. Only his family, all those people who died because of the flood, didn't believe and trust Noah. But Noah, his faith, people didn't listen. When Moses spoke to the Israelites, at least they listened and put the blood on the doorposts of their homes. So 2 million Israelites left Egypt and they crossed over the Red Sea, but then they started the bellyache. And that was their faith. Faith in their walk through the wilderness. And this is our wilderness. This what we're going through today is yours and my wilderness. This is the wilderness walk. Waiting to go to the promised land. We're hoping to go to the promised land. And so we need to learn to take an example from the Israelites and not bellyache like they did, and learn to live by faith. So it says here, after we believe initially, God encourages us to live in Him by faith. It is an act of continuing to trust in God for our living. It tells us here in Colossians, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. If ye continue in the faith, is there the possibility of somebody not continuing in the faith? Does that leave that option that there is those who don't continue? If it says continue, then there's those who don't continue. They give up. That's what Don Boyce preached on. Don't quit. When he was here back in the beginning of October. Don't quit, because there's that option, that possibility in our lives to quit. Acts chapter 14, 22, you don't have this in your notes, but it says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Continue. Tribulation. Is this not a tribulation period of time that we're going through? Is this not tumultuous? Isn't this crazy? We've never seen anything like it. And if we have a new president, put your seatbelts on, because we're going to go for a ride as Christians. Because what? They hate Jesus Christ. They're promoting an antichrist agenda. So who do they hate? You, me, those who are vocal against their atrocities. They don't think anything of it, lying. It doesn't, it's like water off the back of a duck. They lie. Lying is just a part of their nature. They're of their father, the devil, who's lied and deceived constantly. He's a murderer. They murder. They don't give a wink about it. They don't lose an ounce of sleep over it. So we have to continue by faith, because we don't know what the next day is going to bring. We don't know what's going to happen a month down the pike. We may be meeting at Jeff and Ellen's house in 2021. Thank you. Behold, therefore, the goodness. This is in Romans 11:22. You don't have this either. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou shalt be cut off. You could do a whole message on just being cut off. In 1 Timothy 2:15, you don't have this in your notes either, so just jot these verses down. You could go back. Listen to this verse. This verse has created great ponderance by commentaries, preachers who have written commentaries, professors. How do you address this verse? It's talking about a woman, a saved woman. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. How do you saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety? Saved in childbearing. Is that a spiritual salvation? Is that a physical salvation? Means that there's no chance of them dying in childbearing? It's neither of those two. This is a different saved. This is the second salvation. Just like we talked about a second justification, a second sanctification. This saved means that they will suffer in their childbearing is suffering and tribulation. And if they continue in the faith, that is their tribulation.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.